This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets to wrap up this week?
Yeah, today was this was a day about the South American, a week about South American weather, and the market put in weather premium in the first two or three days of the week off the hot and dry conditions in Argentina, as well as the issues they've had in Brazil. And then the latter couple of days of the week, they've had some rain forecast for this weekend, and the market's taken that premium back out, you know, and pretty much unchanged for the week now. And that's what happens in these weather markets. They also, some private estimators in Argentina raised the estimates of corn and beans, 56.5 in the corn, million metric tons, and 52.5 in the beans, both up about a million to a million and a half from the last estimate. So that's really got the market on its heels, and you know, beans are leading the downside, although the wheat's down about 11 as well, because there is some moisture in the Central Plains area, and the corn's, I think, kind of being dragged down by those two. So that's really the biggest news. It's a little maybe carryover.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness.
March corn down 5.5 at 446 and a quarter. March soybeans down 13 and 3 quarters at 1209 and a quarter. March soybean meal down 9.20 at 3.49 even. Soybean oil up 40 cents at 46.93. On the Merck, February live cattle up 72 at 178.45. March feeders up 152 at 239.70. February lean hogs up 62 cents at 74.92. February pork cutout up a dime at 87.45. And February class 3 milk up 21 cents at 16.07. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today, and that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.